Well, that reminds me. Let's show that article real quick about the city in Florida.
Yep,
Florida. Yeah, let's show that article real quick.
I've got the screenshot in from the public notice. So to bring
Yeah.
everybody up to speed here, this is what you get when you're not talking about a sheriff. You're talking about a municipality under the rule of the political system, hence the name police. Anyway,
So the chief of police and the city council all agreed with this. Look at this, folks. Local state emergency, city of Okeechobee, Florida, under the authority of city ordinance, blah, 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 blah. State of an emergency is declared by the city of Okeechobee and in effect 9 a.m. September 26. So, said declaration prohibits the following acts for the duration of declared state of emergency per Florida statute. Hey, who cares? A, the sale of or offer to sell with or without consideration any ammunition or gun or other firearm of any size or description. B, the intentional display by or in any store or shop of any ammunition or gun or other firearm or any size of description or description. C, the intentional possession in a public place of a firearm by any person except a duly authorized law enforcement officer or person in military service, act only acting when they're acting in official performance of their duty. This is crazy. That means an off-duty officer would not be allowed to have his gun. That is
It's beyond crazy.
absolutely stupid. And where do they get where? What do they hope to accomplish with this? Is this going to make them safer? Is this going to make the effects of the hurricane less on the community? What? And so, in time of an emergency, when you usually have more problems like looting and people just walking into your home, you're not allowed to have a gun. I
That
guess
was
you can still have
basically
a gun. I guess it still allows you to have a gun in your home.
the
Because it says in a
your
public
store, though.
place.
I
But
mean,
this.
where are you going to be looted? Your
Yeah.
stores are going to be looted.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, and I didn't send it to you, but I have a follow-up. Gun Owners of America went after them and got them to take this down, and I've got this highlighted here, and I think you will really enjoy reading it. But the Florida Gun Owners of America sent one of their representatives to the city and explain to them that this is something that they cannot do. It's against the Constitution, and that they were considering suing them. For first and foremost, 870 is for riots and looting. It's not for hurricanes. The other is the notice you guys released today, basically saying that our bad, we didn't mean to ban the sale of firearms. They basically came back after they were threatened in multiple places, and said we accidentally did this. But anyway, they said by declaring a state of emergency and a mandatory evacuation zone, people could carry without a permit for a 48-hour period. Furthermore, you have the issue of the state preemption in this state, which doesn't just say the city is liable. Individual, you or members of the city government are liable and can sue up to $5,000. And it goes on
That's cool.
to
That's
explain.
what I was thinking. The last paragraph in yellow highlighted. I could tell you this, disarming the public during a state of emergency doesn't work because criminals don't care. Oh my gosh. So this is probably from Luis Valdez, who is
That's right.
the director of the state of Florida for GOA.
It
Good
was
for, yeah, there it is. There's
Lewis.
his name. Yep. Good for Luis, man.
It's amazing, though. I mean, they were quick on this one. You know how
So
long we have
are
to
you
wait?
saying, though, that they did rescind that
They
order?
rescinded it. Yes, they took it down. They apologized, said they accidentally did it. And somewhere down here, it inadvertently put in there that the police and chief suspended the Second Amendment inadvertently. They didn't know that. Bullshit is what I'm saying. Florida carry, GOA,
If he doesn't know
FPC,
the
and
Second Amendment that well, that he would accidentally set it aside. Oh my gosh.
Well, I
People
mean, I
are
don't think he
so,
should even be in that position if he doesn't know something about the Second Amendment. After all, it is only like two lines, two sentences or whatever. I think he can know something about
Well, before
it.
we have